So we have here a very complicated scripture, but basically Jesus is talking about his death and his resurrection. So obviously we don't eat his flesh and drink his blood, but we represent that through the bread and the wine when we have communion. So we have signs around us all day. I think all the children have deserted to there. I was going to ask them for a few signs, but they're all over there. So when we walk down the halls of school, or each door room has a different class, if you can remember that far back. For me, that was 40 years ago. I mean, that was a long time ago. But we have our names of the teacher or the names of your class or whatever on the different places around the school, the library, the cafeteria, the computer room. All of them are marked so we know where to go. When we travel around our town, we see signs that tell us what we should and shouldn't do. I have some pictures. Now, this is, I'm just going to try a few out on you to see if you can decide which one, what these mean. Some of them will be really simple. So who can tell me what that means? Slippery road surface. So we know that that one's a bit slippery. What about this one? Yeah, it kind of says it, doesn't it? Stop children, especially if there's a crossroads and it's near a school. Let me see, where's the other one? Right, and this one is pretty straightforward. It says give way. Now, I've got a few other ones. I found some unusual British road signs. What about this one? Frogs crossing. I don't think it happens very often, but I think there's a migration sometimes where frogs go across the road. Toads, yeah. So, and you've got to watch, because if you run over them, they become very slippery. So, you know, you got to be careful, yeah? What about this one? No horse and carriage. Yeah, so there's places where they're not allowed on the roads. And there's a last one, which really got me. I thought it was quite funny, actually. So what do you think this one means? Very good, David. I'm impressed. So you can't go down this road if you're carrying explosives in your car. So just bear that in mind if you see this sign. We don't want to blow anyone up. So there's all kinds of signs all over the place that tell us what to do, so we know that in this area we don't cross when there's toads. We can't take our horse and buggy down that road just in case, or we can't take explosives on that road. But the lesson today is about signs of a different kind. It's not the signs you can touch, but something that would prove to people that Jesus really was sent from heaven by God. The story just before this tells us that Jesus fed 5,000 people. He had 5 loaves and 2 fish. He blessed them, and he fed 5,000 people, and he had 12 baskets left over when he did it. So that was quite an amazing miracle and feat in itself. This was a sign that Jesus came from God, but people totally missed it. They didn't understand. They wanted more signs. They wanted Jesus to prove who he was. The Bible said once Jesus fed the people, he went away to rest. But the people realized that Jesus had gone, and they went to find him. And they found him on the other side of the lake. Jesus said to them, "You're looking for me because you saw, not because you saw God in my actions, but because I fed you, because I gave you some bread." He told them, "You shouldn't be concerned about the things like food. Instead, you should be seeking eternal life, the life that I can give you." But instead of believing in Jesus, they said, "Show us a sign, show us a miraculous sign." He'd just fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish, but it wasn't enough. They wanted more. They weren't convinced. They said to him, "Moses prayed, and God gave our great, 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 great ancestors bread from heaven when they were starving in the desert. Can you do that?" they were saying to Jesus. Jesus answered, "The true bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Give us that bread," they said. "Give us that every day," the people said. Jesus tried to help them see that what was important was not the physical food that was in front of them, but much more. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger again. and whoever believes in me will never thirst. Now, we all know that we get hungry and we get thirsty. And the days like this, when it's really hot, we're very thirsty. But Jesus didn't mean that, did he? He didn't mean that he was going to give you bread every day of your life. But he meant he was going to give of himself. The thing is, Jesus was telling us that if we truly understand who he is, he will fill our hearts completely until they're overflowing. The food he talks about is a food that feeds our inner being, our spirit. When we allow him to fill our hearts, he fills us with all sorts of good things. And when we and we find that we can do things, good things, through him. The Bible calls them the fruit of the Spirit. So when God fills us, we are filled with love and joy and peace and patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So that when life is difficult, we know he will help us through the things we face. The most important bit is that we allow him into our lives. And when we do that, we will spend eternity with him. Because he is the bread of life. He is the one that feeds us. When all else fails around us, when all our promises fall apart, he will never fall apart. He is a bread in which we can continually go to be refreshed and renewed. And when we believe in him, he promises that we can live with him forever. That is an incredible promise. So no matter what we face, he is there with us, ready to fill us and to help us. Some people today are still asking for some of those special signs that would prove that Jesus was sent from God. We are human, and we always want proof. It is human nature. However, I think the proof is in the way we see people change. Those who have had hard hearts become softer when they find Christ. Those who hate learn to love. Those who are impatient learn patience. They learn kindness and goodness and faithfulness. As the bread of life, Jesus starts to fill their lives and changes them forever. That is what the bread of life does. So as we think about baptism today, in a way, it is a way for us to say to the Lord, help us to trust you. Help us to raise Ophelia and Quinn to know your love and to allow it to change our lives as they grow so that they can see your life in us. Amen.